Hi, and welcome to the Mobility Mentality Podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, wellness, and try to give you actionable info to improve your daily life. I'm going to be your host, Dr. Garen Allred. I'm a doctor of physical therapy, and I enjoy helping others improve their health through movement. Thought I'd give just a short little snippet about my thoughts on the state of healthcare in the world today. You know, the one biggest problem I feel is we are too reactionary instead of preventative. You know, only recently, maybe the last 10, 15 years, we've become a little bit more preventative. But even then, we're so reactionary in medicine, you know. We wait until it's so far gone that it costs so much money to treat something, whereas if we would have tried to prevent it earlier on, spent a little bit more money up front, we could have probably saved, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars later on in the healthcare stream. So that's one of the biggest problems I see currently, is we're very reactionary instead of preventative, instead of proactive with healthcare and medicine. One of the other really big issues, I believe, is, you know, our country, here in the United States, we become very apathetic. A lot of people, we don't really care that much. Or if we do care, we're not willing to do the hard things to be healthy, to be able to minimize, you know, all the high costs of healthcare. You know, simple things can help reduce many of the issues that we see. You know, when we look at what the top 10 problems the top 10 health problems in the United States, so many of those are lifestyle related, that, you know, can be modified and improved through lifestyle. You know, me working at the skilled nursing facility, I would say 90 to 95% of my patients always have, maybe not that much, probably 75% of my patients always have 3 to 6 of the exact same diagnoses. Those are diabetes, those are kidney failure, or, you know, chronic kidney disease. Another one would be obesity, some type of overweight. Another one would also be hypertension, so high blood pressure. And so, you know, a lot of these things, they kind of go hand in hand. When we feed our bodies poorly, when we don't move, when we are so sedentary, it leads to poor health. And when we have poor health, things, you know, obviously, look, things cost more. You know, we're spending and hemorrhaging money on all sorts of things. One of the other big things is, you know, it seems like there's tons and tons of unnecessary tests that are done. You know, one of the big things is unnecessary tests, overutilization of emergency room visits. So if we become educated more as a population and understand when should I go to the emergency room, or educated more like, oh, maybe I don't need this x-ray or this MRI or whatever it is, you know, or I should go see this provider before I go see this provider. If we take more ownership of our own health, then I think we can help reduce healthcare costs. You know, I mean, it's such a big issue. There's so many problems. It's so complicated. But a really simple and uncomplicated thing is make better choices. Do more. Work harder. If you work harder to be healthy, if you lose weight, if you say, all right, I'm gonna, you know, get my 5 times a week, 30 minutes of exercise to improve my cardiovascular health, sweet. You're going to reduce the cost of health. You're going to reduce your own cost of healthcare over your lifetime. And I mean, when you look at it, it's quite remarkable from the standpoint of people are so into investing, their money when they're younger and stuff, which, yes, invest money, but you should really be investing in your health. Anyone can do that, even if you don't have a lot of money, you can invest in your health. And if you invest in your health when you're younger, shoot, when you turn 65 or whenever you want to retire and you go on Medicare or whatever other supplemental insurance plan you add to, you're going to save a ton of money. And you're definitely going to enjoy yourself more when you can move around better, when you can, not have to take 8 pills, 20 pills a day, and you can just go and live your life and enjoy. So those are just some of my thoughts on the state of healthcare in the United States currently. I'd love to hear from you guys. Go to Instagram page, Mobility Mentality, and send us some messages about your thoughts on healthcare, things that we can maybe talk about going forward. Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us today on the Mobility Mentality Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with your friends. If you have any questions, you can email us at mobilitymentality@gmail.com, and please visit our Instagram page, Mobility Mentality, for more information. And remember, as always, movement is medicine. Thank you.